This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations increased to 163 people yesterday, the highest level in a month and a half. It's way below the peak of the Omicron wave in January, but ER nurse Becky Loy from St. Anthony's North Hospital says the uptick comes after healthcare workers dealt with two big surges.
There's just a lot of nurses who are very tired. It's not the best situation to be sort of facing a new front in the war when everybody really just wants a nap.
Case and positivity rates are also high, their highest point in 3 months. Governor Jared Polis has signed into law a bill to set up a new administration to oversee mental and behavioral health services in Colorado. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new law is meant to make the state's behavioral health system more efficient and streamlined. Another goal is to coordinate funding for mental health and substance use treatment. According to the nonprofit Mental Health America, Colorado ranks last in the nation for access to care in relation to adult mental health needs. Democratic Representative Judy Amabile has been spearheading bills to increase access.
I'm feeling optimistic that we're going to make some change and that we're going to help some people and improve on our mental health care system.
Other new laws would increase residential treatment beds for adults and children and put money into filling in gaps for treatment for children and families. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The legal director of the ACLU of Colorado is stepping down. Mark Silverstein has been an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union in the state for 26 years. During that time, he led the ACLU in suing ICE and more recently in a trial where the jury found Denver police violated the constitutional rights of a dozen people protesting the murder of George Floyd in 2020. This is CPR News and KRCC.